Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 16th chapter. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come and lick his sores. The poor man died and was carried away by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was being tormented, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. He called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus to dip the tongue of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus, in like manner, evil things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. Besides all this, between you and us, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who might want to pass from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us." He said, "Then, Father, I beg you to send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, that he may warn them, so that they will not also come into this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. They should listen to them." He said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." Jesus said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced even if someone rises from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The rich man and Lazarus. I imagine for many of us who grew up in the church, this was our first glimpse of the concept of a hell. A great hot place. But I want to back up and talk to us a little bit about the fact that this is a parable. Okay? Jesus told parables that are stories that point to even bigger truths. In this story, so, we have the rich man who apparently was oblivious to the people around him, certainly those who were suffering, certainly Lazarus. We have Lazarus, a sickly man, covered in sores, sitting outside the rich man's gate. His only friends, apparently, the dogs who would come by and lick his sores. He longed for table scraps to sustain him. And we have this great chasm between the two. So great. I don't know if you've ever been to the Grand Canyon. Probably make the Grand Canyon look like, I don't know, mud puddle. Picture great chasm. The great chasm I think, is a player in this story. The great chasm is sin. If you think about it, what are the great commandments of Jesus? It's so simple and yet so hard to do. Love God more than anything. Love your neighbor as yourself. Sin, then, can be defined as anything you do or don't do that stands between you and love of God, serving God only, and loving your neighbor. For this rich man, that sin was not seeing Lazarus in this lifetime. That sin was being content in worldly goods and not seeing the suffering around him. That sin was continuing to carry his arrogance even past death, to not see Lazarus as a human being, but to see him as a water carrier. That sin is the great chasm. Now I'm going to do something a little interactive today. And Myrna, you might want to come down.
Thank you.
These people will
Man, Jesus said, "Send all of you out. That'll be good for you." You walk away. The good news of the cross is that Jesus sees the invisible. And you know what he wants to do? Where do you come away? Where do you come away? On their resurrection. Jesus sees the invisible. Jesus sees the dead on the body. And to say that we are followers of Jesus is to say, "Lord, open my eyes. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Because I have much. Doesn't need to be wealth. Are you keeping this direction, Jesus?" So look at the day I get fenced with an awful hot weather because it forced me to stay inside and do something I need to do. Look at the day when you're very simple. Given for you and for all people, what a forgiveness is there. Open the